Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Reed Nichols. Batting second. The shortstop, Scott Fletcher. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The DH, Carlton Fisk. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ron Kittle. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joel Skinner. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Julio Cruz. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joel Davis. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Alfredo Griffin. Batting second. The third baseman, Tony Phillips. Batting third. The first baseman, Bruce Bochy. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting fifth. The DH, Dusty Baker. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mike Davis. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mickey Tettleton. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Mike Gallego. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Bill Krueger. And now, play ball. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk takes first base on ball four. Baines moves to second. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle takes first base on ball four. Baines moves to third. Fisk moves to second. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into left field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines, who is chasing the ball. Phillips reaches third base with a triple. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a fly ball into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Skinner moves to second. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nichols hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Fletcher is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a pop-up towards short. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kittle hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallego hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nichols. Gallego reaches second base with a double. Tettleton moves to third. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-1 in the game. Griffin hits a fly ball into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tettleton tags and scores. One out. It's 2-1, White Sox. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 0-for-1 in the game. Bochy hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker strikes out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hewlett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Hewlett reaches second base with a double. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hewlett. The throw from Tettleton and he is safe. Hewlett steals third. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kruger fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. Cruz hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-1 in the game. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 0-for-1 in the game. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Fletcher fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Nichols hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin can't make a play. That's a base hit. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nichols. The throw from Tettleton and he is safe. Nichols steals second. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-2 in the game. Fletcher bunts towards the mound. Kruger juggles the ball. That's an error on Kruger. Nichols moves to third. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fletcher. The throw from Tettleton and he is safe. Fletcher steals second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Nichols tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-1, White Sox. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Kittle hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tettleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallego is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Gallego hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Griffin hits a fly ball into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Phillips strikes out. Skinner drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Phillips out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hewlett hits a fly ball into left field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Skinner hits a line drive towards short. Griffin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 0-for-2 in the game. Bochy hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-2 in the game. Murphy strikes out. One out. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-2 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. Bochy moves to second. Two outs. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 0-for-2 in the game. Canseco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-2 in the game. Cruz hits a fly ball into left field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Nichols hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-2 in the game. Fletcher hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Fletcher reaches second base with a double. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin can't make a play. That's a base hit. Fletcher moves to third. Steve Ontiveros now pitching. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a pop-up towards short. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tettleton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Wehrmeister now pitching. Dave Collins pinch hits for Mike Gallego. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins strikes out. One out. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Griffin hits a pop-up towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Phillips now playing second base. Rob Picciolo now playing third base. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Kittle strikes out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 3 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Daryl Boston pinch hits for Tim Hewlett. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston hits a line drive into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Picciolo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Reed Nichols now playing left field. Scott Fletcher now playing third base. Ozzie Guillen now playing shortstop. Daryl Boston now playing center. F. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bochy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 3 in the game. Murphy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bochy moves to second. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 3 in the game. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Bochy moves to third. Murphy moves to second. Jerry Gleaton now pitching. Steve Kiefer pinch runs for Dusty Baker. Dave Kingman pinch hits for Mike Davis. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fletcher fields it and throws to home to get Bochy. Murphy moves to third. Kiefer moves to second. One out. Bob James now pitching. Mike Heath pinch runs for Dave Kingman. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 0 for 3 in the game. Canseco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Murphy scores. Kiefer scores. Heath moves to second. It's White Sox, 3, Athletics, 3. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Tettleton is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law pinch hits for Julio Cruz. Mike Heath now playing right field. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jay Howell now pitching. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Reed Nichols. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Law moves to third. Brian Little pinch runs for Jerry Hairston. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards right. Heath fields it and throws to second to catch Little for the out. Law scores. One out. It's 4-3, White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards second. Phillips scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Brian Little now playing second base. Rudy Law now playing left field. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Griffin hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Bochy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Oakland Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.